I want to start with a conversation I have at least once a week on the gym floor. Someone walks up to me, frustrated, 3 or 4 months into training. They are showing up consistently, they are lifting heavier than when they started, and they feel stronger. But when they look in the mirror, the size is not there the way they expected. The muscle is not popping the way they imagined it would after all that effort. 9 times out of 10, the conversation ends the same way. They do not fully understand how muscle hypertrophy actually works. They are training in the vague direction of getting bigger without understanding the mechanism behind it, the variables that control it, and specifically what they need to do both inside and outside the gym to make it happen consistently. Once they understand that, everything changes. This is that conversation, written down in full. Listen to the podcast. What is muscle hypertrophy? Let us start at the beginning because this is a word that gets used a lot in fitness circles without always being properly explained. What is muscle hypertrophy? Simply put, muscular hypertrophy refers to an increase in muscle mass. In practical terms, it is what happens when your muscles grow larger and stronger in response to repeated exposure to resistance training. It is the biological process behind every physique transformation you have ever admired. Your skeletal muscles are made up of bundles of muscle fibers called myocytes. Each myocyte contains structures called myofibrils, which are the contractile units responsible for generating force when your muscles contract. When you train with sufficient intensity and consistency, you place mechanical stress on these structures that causes microscopic damage. Your body detects this damage and responds by repairing the affected fibers and building them back slightly larger and stronger than before. Do that repeatedly over weeks, months, and years, and the cumulative result is significantly larger and stronger muscles. That is muscle hypertrophy in its most straightforward form. The two types of muscle hypertrophy. Here is something most gym goers do not know, and it is genuinely useful for training intelligently. There are two distinct types of hypertrophy muscle growth, and they are driven by different mechanisms. Myofibrillar hypertrophy. Myofibrillar hypertrophy refers to an increase in the actual number and density of myofibrils within the muscle fiber. Since myofibrils are the structures that generate contractile force, more myofibrils means more strength and more dense, hard muscle tissue. This type of hypertrophy is primarily driven by heavier loads and lower repetition ranges, typically in the 1 to 6 rep zone. Power lifters and strength athletes tend to develop predominantly myofibrillar hypertrophy, which is why they can be incredibly strong without always having the largest muscles visually. Sarcoplasmic hypertrophy. Sarcoplasmic hypertrophy refers to an increase in the volume of sarcoplasmic fluid surrounding the myofibrils within the muscle. This fluid contains energy substrates including glycogen, adenosine triphosphate, creatine phosphate, and water. More sarcoplasmic fluid means muscles that appear larger and fuller. This is the type of hypertrophy most associated with bodybuilding aesthetics. It is driven by moderate loads and higher repetition ranges, typically 8 to 15 reps with shorter rest periods. Neither type is superior. A well-designed training program for muscle hypertrophy cycles through both, producing muscles that are both large and genuinely strong. What causes muscle hypertrophy? Understanding the causes of hypertrophy muscle growth helps you train more intelligently rather than just harder. The primary driver is mechanical tension, the force placed on the muscle during resistance training. When you lift a weight that challenges your muscles, the strain causes microscopic damage to the muscle fibers. This damage triggers a repair response where the body rebuilds the damaged fibers slightly thicker and more resilient than before. The key word in that process is progressively. Lifting the same weight for the same reps week after week will not continue to drive hypertrophy because the muscle adapts to that stimulus and no longer needs to grow to handle it. The resistance must increase over time to keep forcing the adaptation. This principle is called progressive overload, and it is the single most important concept in muscle hypertrophy training. Every week or every few weeks, something needs to get harder, more weight, more reps, shorter rest periods, or more sets. Without progressive overload, hypertrophy stalls regardless of how consistently you train. Sleep is equally critical and consistently underrated. The actual repair and growth of muscle tissue happens during sleep, not during training. Consistently sleeping less than 7 hours per night significantly impairs the muscle hypertrophy response even when training and nutrition are perfect. How to train for muscle hypertrophy, the practical framework. After 6 years of coaching, here is the training framework I use with clients specifically focused on muscle hypertrophy. Training frequency. Research supports training each major muscle group at least twice per week for maximum hypertrophy. Training a muscle once per week leaves a significant amount of growth stimulus on the table. A well-designed program hits each major muscle group 2 to 3 times per week across different sessions. Global physical activity recommendations support strength training at least twice per week as a minimum for building muscle. For dedicated hypertrophy goals, 2 to 3 sessions per muscle group per week is the sweet spot. Rep ranges and loading. For hypertrophy muscle growth specifically, the 8 to 12 rep range with moderate loads is the most well-researched and consistently effective zone. However, research also shows that muscle can grow across a broad rep range from 5 to 30 reps as long as sets are taken close to failure. Practical approach: anchor your training in the 8 to 12 rep range for primary compound lifts, use the 12 to 20 range for isolation work, and occasionally cycle through lower rep, heavier phases of 4 to 6 reps to build the myofibrillar density that underpins long-term size gains. Rest periods. Rest periods matter more than most people realize for hypertrophy. Research suggests that rest intervals of more than 2 minutes between sets maximize strength and hypertrophy gains in resistance-trained individuals. Cutting rest too short limits the weight you can use on subsequent sets, which reduces the mechanical tension driving growth. For compound movements, rest 2 to 3 minutes between sets. For isolation movements, 90 seconds to 2 minutes is generally adequate. Exercise selection. Build your program around compound movements first. Squats, deadlifts, bench press, overhead press, barbell rows, and pull UPS engage the largest muscle groups and produce the greatest hormonal and mechanical stimulus for hypertrophy. Layer isolation movements on top to target specific muscles and address weak points. Bicep curls, lateral raises, leg extensions, and cable flies all have their place as accessories to the compound foundation. Nutrition for muscle hypertrophy, meals for gaining muscle. Training provides the stimulus for muscle hypertrophy. Nutrition provides the raw materials. You cannot separate the two and expect results from either alone. Caloric surplus. To build muscle, your body needs more energy than it expends. A surplus of 300 to 500 calories above your total daily energy expenditure is the evidence-supported sweet spot for lean muscle gain. This range supports tissue growth without accumulating excessive body fat alongside it. More than 500 calories above maintenance and excess calories are primarily stored as fat rather than converted to muscle, since muscle growth has a biological speed limit regardless of calorie availability. Protein. Protein is the structural material your body uses to build new muscle tissue. For muscle hypertrophy, target 1.4 to 2 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight daily. Research suggests that going beyond 1.62 grams per kilogram per day is unlikely to produce additional hypertrophy benefits, but staying toward the higher end of the range provides a comfortable buffer. Distribute protein across 4 to 5 meals throughout the day rather than concentrating it in one or two sittings. Each meal should ideally contain 25 to 40 grams of protein to effectively stimulate muscle protein synthesis. Carbohydrates and fats. Carbohydrates fuel your training sessions by replenishing muscle glycogen. Training with depleted glycogen stores directly compromises training performance and therefore the hypertrophy stimulus. Prioritize complex carbohydrates like rice, oats, sweet potato, and whole grains around your training sessions. Dietary fat supports hormone production, including testosterone, which is central to the muscle hypertrophy response. Do not drop fat intake below 20% of total calories or hormonal function and recovery will suffer. Muscle hypertrophy meal tracking, why it matters more than you think. This is the section that separates people who understand muscle hypertrophy from people who actually achieve it consistently. Knowing your calorie and protein targets is one thing. Hitting them accurately every single day across weeks and months of training is something else entirely. In my 6 years of coaching, inconsistent nutrition execution is the most common reason clients plateau despite training hard and understanding the principles. Muscle hypertrophy meal tracking is not optional if you are serious about results. It is the accountability mechanism that turns knowledge into execution. And this is exactly where Calorie Tracker Buddy changes the game for my clients. Snap the meal, point your camera at any meal, tap once, and it is instantly logged with full calorie, protein, carbohydrate, and fat breakdown. For someone eating 5 meals a day built around meals for gaining muscle, removing the friction of manual logging is the difference between a tracking habit that lasts and one that collapses by week 3. Calorie Intake Tracker, see in real time exactly how each meal contributes to your daily hypertrophy targets. You always know whether you are on track or need to adjust before the day ends, so small gaps get closed rather than compounding into chronic undereating. Calorie Burn Tracker, your calorie needs shift with training intensity. Heavy leg day burns significantly more than an upper body accessory session. The burn tracker accounts for your full daily energy output so your surplus calculations stay accurate and your body is always getting what it needs to grow. Goal predictions, this is the feature my hypertrophy-focused clients value most. It shows you in real time how your current eating trajectory is trending toward your muscle gain goal. If your protein is falling short or your surplus is too aggressive, you see it immediately rather than discovering it 6 weeks later when the scale has not moved. Buddy Motivation, your virtual pet grows with every healthy choice you make. On the days when meal prep feels repetitive and logging feels like a chore, the Buddy feature provides that small but genuine motivational nudge that keeps consistent habits alive through the hard weeks. Social sharing, post your meals for gaining muscle, share training milestones, and build accountability with your gym community. Nutrition consistency improves significantly when other people are engaged in your progress alongside you. Track muscle hypertrophy progress accurately by combining consistent nutrition logging in Calorie Tracker Buddy with regular measurements and strength tracking. When your data shows protein targets being hit consistently and your lifts are progressing week over week, you have objective evidence that the hypertrophy process is working. When progress stalls, the data tells you exactly which variable to adjust. How to track muscle hypertrophy progress beyond the scale. The bathroom scale is one of the least useful tools for tracking muscle hypertrophy progress, and yet it is what most people obsessively check. Here is a better measurement framework that actually tells you whether hypertrophy is happening. Strength progression, if you are consistently lifting more weight or doing more reps at the same weight across your key compound lifts, your muscles are almost certainly growing. Strength is the most reliable proxy for hypertrophy in the early to intermediate stages of training. Circumference measurements, measure key areas monthly including chest, upper arms, thighs, and shoulders. Use a flexible tape measure under the same conditions each time, morning, relaxed, same position. Upward trends in these measurements alongside stable or decreasing waist measurements indicate muscle gain with controlled fat. Progress photos, taken in the same lighting, same pose, and same time of day every 2 to 4 weeks. Visual changes in muscle fullness, definition, and size are often more apparent in photos than in the mirror you look at every day. Body weight trend, weekly average body weight, not daily, should trend upward at approximately 0.25 to 0.5 kilograms per month during a lean bulk. Faster gain usually indicates excessive fat accumulation. No gain after 3 weeks of consistent tracking indicates insufficient calorie surplus. Combine all 4 data points for a complete picture of whether muscle hypertrophy is actually occurring and at what rate. A sample week of meals for gaining muscle. Here is a practical 5-day meal structure built around meals for gaining muscle with approximately 150 grams of protein and 3,000 calories daily for a 75 to 80 kilograms individual. Day 1 breakfast, 4 eggs scrambled with whole grain toast and a glass of milk. Mid-morning, Greek yogurt with mixed nuts and a banana. Lunch, grilled chicken breast with brown rice and roasted vegetables. Pre-training, 1 scoop protein powder with oats and peanut butter. Dinner, salmon fillet with sweet potato and steamed broccoli. Day 2 breakfast, oatmeal with protein powder stirred in, topped with almonds and berries. Mid-morning, cottage cheese with fruit and a boiled egg. Lunch, tuna salad with avocado on whole grain bread and a side salad. Pre-training, banana with peanut butter. Dinner, lean beef stir-fry with brown rice and mixed vegetables. Day 3 breakfast, 3 egg omelette with cheese, spinach, and peppers alongside 2 slices whole grain toast. Mid-morning, Greek yogurt with granola and honey. Lunch, chicken and quinoa bowl with roasted sweet potato and olive oil dressing. Pre-training, rice cakes with peanut butter and a glass of milk. Dinner, grilled fish with lentils and green beans. Day 4 breakfast, protein smoothie with 2 scoops protein powder, Greek yogurt, banana, almond milk, and oats. Mid-morning, hard-boiled eggs with almonds. Lunch, turkey mince with brown rice and black beans. Pre-training, cottage cheese with fruit. Dinner, chicken thighs with quinoa and sautéed spinach. Day 5 breakfast, overnight oats with chia seeds, milk, protein powder, and mixed berries. Mid-morning, mixed nuts and a boiled egg. Lunch, grilled salmon with roasted potatoes and a side salad. Pre-training, banana and a glass of chocolate milk. Dinner, lean beef patty with sweet potato and steamed vegetables. FAQs. Q1. What is muscle hypertrophy and how is it different from just getting stronger? Muscle hypertrophy specifically refers to an increase in muscle size through growth of muscle fibers. Getting stronger can happen through neural adaptations, your nervous system becoming more efficient at recruiting muscle fibers, without significant size increase. True hypertrophy means the actual physical size of the muscle tissue has grown. Q2. How long does muscle hypertrophy take to show visible results? Most people begin to notice visible changes in muscle size and definition after 8 to 12 weeks of consistent training and proper nutrition. Significant physique transformation typically takes 6 to 12 months. Realistic muscle gain sits at 0.25 to 0.9 kilograms per month under optimal conditions. Q3. What meals for gaining muscle are most important for hypertrophy? The post-training meal is particularly important as it delivers protein and carbohydrates during the window when muscle protein synthesis is most elevated. Pre-sleep protein, cottage cheese, Greek yogurt, or casein, also supports overnight muscle repair. Beyond timing, total daily protein and calorie intake across all meals matters most.